Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, January 27th, 2017, and things just keep getting more interesting. I'm Adam Paulus. My garage had some breaks, and you might hear some of the various drilling and screwing noises. Not those kind of screwing noises from upstairs, so fair warning. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Split with $40 million. It was followed by XXX, Return of Xander Cage. Number two, $20 million. Number three was Hidden Figures, $15.7 million. Sing was number four with $9 million. And rounding out the top five, we had La La Land with $8.4 million. Gonna go ahead and click this window away. In the news, Thomas Jane has been cast in the movie The Predator, making this The Punisher versus The Predator, sort of. Not really. It's not. It looks interesting, though. Fox has ordered a pilot for a new X-Men TV show in which parents go on the run with their mutant child, trying to hide it from the government. Supposedly, it might be in the movieverse, but we shall see. Mary Tyler Moore died this week. She was 80. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Free shipping. Spend $79 on in-stock stuff, and shipping is free. We got great Valentine's Day items, Jim Shore stuff, Pink Batman, Minnie Mouse, Harley Quinn, and of course, the greatest Valentine's Day gift of all, Buzz Lightyear. Check them out at entertainmentearth.com today. In toy news, we're sad to report, October Toys shut down this week after several years of providing the community with a great collector forum, awesome mini and action figure lines, and generally being good people. We sold some of their stuff, we'll miss you. I always made it a point to stop by and linger just a little too long at their booth at San Diego Comic-Con every year because I always enjoyed seeing them and showing other people stuff, and it's great. So it's sad to see you go, but they have some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful products. So if you're a toy collector and you ever see something from October Toys, give it a second look because it's probably worth buying. So you can hack Furby. Hasbro's current Furby, which we sell, can be reprogrammed via Bluetooth. You can make it do or say whatever you want. Well, within reason, it still, you know, doesn't have, like, arms and legs and can walk around on its own. After the recent NES mini hack, this is a golden age for this kind of thing. From Hasbro, we found out the Transformers Power of the Primes voting started and ended this week, but it'll start up again. This is a poll to elect the next ruler of Cybertron, which probably means big changes in the comics, and a new toy. Round one, as I said, is over, but round two starts February 1st. Ultra Magnus, Optimus Primal, Star Saber, and an unknown evil that looks like Deathsaurus are all up for the job. So basically, good toy opportunity, except I've already got an Ultra Magnus that's pretty nice, but the other ones I could use a nice toy. Unknown evil? I don't have an unknown evil. I don't even know what it is. Ripper Merchandise is making a bunch of collectible horror pins, and we have added these to our product catalog. Elvira, Vampira, and EC Comics. That's where Tales from the Crypt comes from. You'll want to see these. New Hikari this week, we have the Star Wars Nocturne First Order Stormtrooper Hikari vinyl figure, which I'm probably going to order. We don't have many allocated to us, but if it doesn't sell out in the first day or two, I am going to allocate one to me. And there's also going to be some new pop vinyl figures coming from a show that has more than one peak, but unfortunately that has not been announced yet, and in the off chance this goes up before the embargo time, which it won't, there you go. New arrivals. We received Star Wars Black Series 6-inch action figures, Wave 10. That's where Baze and Chirrut come from. Also, we added the... we received the Deadpool Gentle Giant Collector's Gallery statue, which I assume is going to go quickly, because it's Deadpool and it's Gentle Giant. And if there's one thing, the two things you like, that could be it. And that's it. I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Hopefully there will not be too much noise, but we do appreciate those doing fine, fine repair work and keeping the offices in order. We salute you, sir, and we will see you all next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at EntEarth.